Breakthrough by Adrian Adams, Chapter 6. The funeral was held at Miss Shaw's church on the following Saturday. People that Vic had never seen before filed past the caskets and offered him and his sister their condolences. Some said they were cousins, others knew his mother from the store, and their father from when he used to work in construction. Chandra sobbed loudly. Vic hugged her close, and Meja sat on the other side of him, dabbing at her eyes. When they were about to close the caskets for the last time, Chandra and Vic stood to get a final look at their parents' bodies. Together, they walked up to the front. Vic adjusted his father's cane. He would have liked it. Chandra moved the locket on her mom so that it lay right over her heart. From our heart to yours, Vic thought. He choked up and swallowed. The service began, and Vic sat back while the choir sang and people got up to speak about what good people his parents were. Then the pastor got up to do the eulogy, talking about how God's will had been done and how God was loving and merciful and that Marvin and Linda Rogers had gone on to a better place. And Vic finally cried, realizing that this was it. His parents were no more. He wanted to scream. He wanted to holler until all of the pain was gone and his parents were back in the house, his dad on the couch and his mother cooking on the stove. He didn't know about this God that the pastor was talking about. He was sure that God existed. Somebody had to be in control. But he didn't think that he was loving and merciful at all. If he was, he wouldn't have made him so incomplete. He had been a little boy, doomed to failure, by the time he was 8. He had no options, sold rocks to get by, and now he was an orphan. His parents had been suddenly yanked from the earth, leaving an empty space in his life. He and Chandra were alone. What kind of God would do that? He hadn't done anything to deserve all of the turmoil that he felt. He could hardly stand at the cemetery, leaning against Jesse for support. Back at the church, neither Vic nor Chandra touched the food that had been prepared for them. Miss Shaw wrapped it up, and they rode home in the limousine provided by the funeral home. Vic cried himself to sleep that night. The funeral was over. His mom and dad were in the ground. Now he had to focus on life. Chandra was still pretty out of it. Zeke wasn't much help. What would they do? Chandra and Vic basically slept the next week away. Vic would eat when he managed to get up, but he had a hard time getting his sister to touch any food. It appeared to Vic that she was literally sick with grief. She hardly responded to him when he spoke, and he didn't know what to do for her. Jesse would come over from time to time and play the video game with him, but Vic wasn't very focused, so he wasn't much competition. Miss Shaw would clean up and visit with Vic. She even bravely ventured into Chandra's room and sat at the edge of her bed praying for her. A lot of good that's going to do, Vic thought. It was God who put us in this situation in the first place. He felt like the Rogers family was at the bottom of the list when God started answering prayers.